Hello, people. What was that? Shooting
at me? It was a cue to go.
Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast.
As you may have heard, there is a guest.
I wonder who it could be.
Obviously, it's one of the regulars. It's Caitlin, Emily's sister.
Yeah. And she has joined me for this legendary episode about Articuno, the legendary
Pokemon.
Cantonian bird.
Cantonian.
Canto.
Cantonian.
So Articuno is like,
is number 144. Its type is ice and flying.
It's known. The freeze Pokemon. Sorry, did you want to say it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, say it.
Its species is known as the freeze Pokemon. Its height is 1.7 meters or 5 feet 7 inches. Its weight is 55.4 kilos or 122.1 pounds.
Yeah, it's a big bird.
With a very long tail. Like a horse's tail.
Yeah, I wonder if that height includes the tip of its tail to the top of its wings, or from the top of its head to its feet.
It's a good question.
I think it doesn't include the tail.
Either way, it's a very big bird.
Because, yeah, it looks big.
It's a bird of blue.
It kind of looks like a blue jay.
Sure.
It's a light blue bird. Its thighs, okay, literally its thighs and its feet are just like a chicken.
Yeah.
Like. Like the lower half of its body looks like the shape of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some big wings though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some dark blue feathers on top of its head.
Yeah, like three dark blue feathers in the shape of like a crown.
Yeah. And then it has, like, a gray beak.
And the feet are gray.
And it's got, like, a lighter stomach color.
Mm-hmm.
And a super long, blue tail.
That doesn't look like it's made of feathers.
No, it doesn't look like it's made of feathers. That would be one very long feather.
Do you want to look at the Galarian?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't like
what the Galarian. What is wrong with its face?
The main problem I have with the Galarian is its eyes.
I can't see very well, but its face looks weird.
Yeah, it looks like it's wearing goggles or something.
Like a raccoon's mask.
Yeah, kind of. But it's also psychic type, so.
Anyways, let's go back to the normal Articuno.
But the Galarian looks like a wizard or something.
Like the purple version.
Yeah, it looks, I'm getting like wizard vibes.
I'm getting like thief vibes.
Thief?
Yeah, because like the burglar's mask.
Oh. Yeah, I like regular Articuno better.
Yeah, me too.
So, we had an episode. Season 4, episode 32, Freeze Frame. Ash and his friends were looking for Articuno. They were in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Snowy Top Mountain. Very original name.
Yeah. And they stop at this Poke Center, where there's Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny. And they overheard them talking about Articuno. And then they tell them about the legend of Articuno.
They've been here for over 1,200 years.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Over 12?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, they said that the Articuno lived there. And they think that they raised their nests there.
Up on the Snowy Top Mountain.
Yeah.
Because that's why it was always snowy there.
Yeah, because Articuno caused it. And they said Articuno has been known to save lost
travelers on the mountain.
On the mountain, yeah. And that's why they had this, like, big Articuno statue.
Yep.
Because
some travelers were rescued and they came back later with the statue.
Yeah. So, anyways, then we're taken to Team Rocket, who are climbing up
the mountain with ice picks.
Wall of ice with their, ice picks, and a herd of Spearow surround them and, like,
harass them and they take out the pegs that were holding the rope.
Yeah.
So they fell, and they were stranded.
Yeah, T-Rocket got stranded. And then a gust of wind came, and a gust of snow came. And then right before them was an Articuno.
Yeah, but they didn't know.
But then they blacked out.
Yeah.
So then back at the Poké Center, there was a gust of wind. Which happens when Articuno shows. Mm-hmm.
And then a big snow dump happened.
Yeah. A bunch of snow dropped. And they found...
Team Rocket in the snow.
Yeah, Ash and friends found Team Rocket. They were like, how the heck did they get here? And they're like, oh, Articuno must have dropped them off because they were lost.
And then Jesse was like, we missed a legendary Pokemon?
Right. Well, first she said, there was this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't even know what it was, so.
Mm-hmm.
But then once Team Rocket found out that they missed the chance to catch an Articuno, they were back on their feet.
Yeah.
Because they were warming up at the Poké Center. And Ash and friends kind of just went off.
Yeah, they left.
Yeah. Without their jackets, might I add.
Yeah, and then Misty and Brock.
Yeah.
Got the jackets for them.
Right. Because Ash and Todd went off on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd went first and then Ash just followed him.
Yeah. Because Todd was the Pokemon photographer.
He was really into it.
He was very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to get stranded, and he was counting on the Articuno to come save him.
Yeah.
But he would never admit that.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Intrusive thoughts.
Right? So, anyways, everyone takes off. Team Rocket follows them secretly. And so, they end up searching and... Oh,
and then a blizzard happened.
Yeah.
And then Articuno showed up, and Ash was about
Articuno
to...
shut up.
Showed up.
You said shut up.
I said showed up.
No, you did.
Anyways, Articuno showed up, and Ash was about to take a step forward, but Articuno warned them, and then Ash looked down, and there was a huge cliff.
Yeah, like a big...
gorge.
Yeah, that they almost walked right into.
Dibs.
And, So, yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. And then Team Rocket showed up.
And tried to attack.
Well, first, Todd tried to take a picture of Articuno.
Yeah,
but
he
then...
spent all the... He had the perfect... Oh, my gosh.
Caitlin was getting mad in this episode.
Like, you have all these opportunities while everyone else is talking to take a picture of the freaking bird. And then all of a sudden, well, I better take a picture now. About to take a picture. The lens focuses. And then Team Rocket attacks Articuno. And then the opportunity is gone. I'm like, you dumb.
Calm down.
I don't have time for stupidity these days. I only have enough for my own stupidity, not anyone else's.
Are you done ranting now?
Yeah, I feel exhausted.
Okay, anyways... So, Todd was about to take a picture of Articuno, which is what this whole episode was about. But then Team Rocket interrupted and started attacking Articuno. So then Ash and friends were battling Team Rocket, and Articuno was also battling Team Rocket. And Articuno used, like, a... What was it called?
Ice beam.
An ice beam on Team Rocket, but Wobbuffet used its defense...
to deflect it.
Right, but the pressure of the attack sent Team Rocket flying back Oh, yeah, and Jigglypuff was also in this episode.
Yeah, but Jigglypuff isn't important. It's not important to the storyline.
That's true. It didn't sing its song.
Yep.
It was going to at a certain point, but they were like, no.
Shut your mouth.
So anyways, Team Rocket blasted off, and then there was like the ground beneath them.
Yeah,
like,
because the ice beam that was reflected went back into the mountain.
Yeah.
Because Articuno dodged, and that caused like a whole bunch of like ice chunks to fall, and
yeah.
So the ground underneath them.
And it hit Articuno.
Yeah, underneath. What are their names? Ash and
Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those two went down. And
yeah,
then
he was like, Ash was like, oh, Articuno! Ah! And then he fell with Todd because the ground beneath them.
Yeah, and
broke
Misty
off.
And Brock were further back, I guess.
Yeah. So they were falling. And then
they woke up at the bottom of the pit.
Yeah. With Articuno there.
Yeah, and Articuno saved them because they're like, wow, I can't believe we survived that.
Yeah. So then, what are the chances Team Rocket's there again?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
And they survived just fine.
Yes.
The fall.
Well, maybe there was a bunch of snow where they were. I don't know. Anyways, they battled. Articuno and Team Rocket battled again. And
Ash said, since you defended us, let us defend you. And then they were about to battle. But they didn't even start to battle. Articuno literally did everything.
Maybe it wanted to. Ash was too entranced by Articuno to
do
anything.
He didn't keep his word.
He's 10. What do you expect from him?
He never ages.
He's immortal.
I thought he was 11.
No.
Or 12.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyways, Team Rocket blasts off for good this time, along with Jigglypuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
Todd finally gets his frickin' picture.
Finally, yes, he gets his picture. It's a beautiful picture, like the sun was coming down and Articuno and in all its glory
flew away.
Yep, it
and
flew
then
away.
Officer Jenny came on a snowmobile with
Brock and Misty because they went to get help after.
No, the Officer Jenny.
Yeah,
came to find them.
Well, I know Brock and Misty went to go get help. They went back to the Poké Center.
There was only one snowmobile. How is that going to fit 5 people?
I don't know.
It was already pretty packed with 3.
Anime
and
logic.
Not including the Pokémon.
They'll have to use... I don't freaking know.
Anyways, that was the end of the episode.
Yeah. So, let's get into the ratings now.
Okay.
Out of 5 stars. So, we both like the original Articuno.
Yeah.
Also, which Articuno, version of Articuno, do you guys like better? The original or the Galarian?
Let us know.
Yep. I know there's, like, surprisingly a lot of people.
Like Galarian versions better?
Yeah, of the legendary birds. Like, there's a Galarian, Zapdos, and Moltres. I don't like any of the Galarian versions, but they're surprisingly popular, so. Let us know which version you guys like better.
Of the Articuno, the Galarian Articuno, or the original Articuno?
Yeah, or Kanto Articuno. Well, yeah. So, anyways, back to the ratings.
I will give it 4 stars. I like it.
You looked like you were making that disgusted face when you said that.
Well,
I will give it 4 stars.
I just remembered that it's a bird, and I don't like birds.
You have to get over that.
That's why I gave it 4 stars. I like it.
Okay. I am going to get rid of my 5-star rule. where I used to have only my top 10 Pokemon can get 5 stars.
Oh, really?
If I like it, like, a lot, even though it's not in my top 10, I'll give it 5 stars.
Yeah, because that's what the champion thing is for.
Yeah. So, I'm going to give Articuno 5 stars. I love it. Because I love birds. It's a pretty bird. It's a nice bird. It's a legendary. It's strong. It's kind. And it's just great. So, and it's my favorite out of the 3 birds. I think it would be our favorite too.
Yeah, what I imagine Zapdos to look like, I don't think I like.
It looks like kind of like Jolteon.
Oh yeah, I don't.
Except it's a bird.
No.
So. And then Moltres looks like a chicken.
I don't like chickens. They're kind of scary.
So, yeah, those are our ratings. Now we'll have our Pokemon tournament.
Woo-hoo!
So, my favorite Pokemon before this episode, my favorite Pokemon that we have been, that's been my favorite Pokemon since the beginning of this podcast, is Butterfree.
And my favorite Pokemon since the very beginning was Bulbasaur.
Don't lie, you changed it.
I know.
So you can't say since the very beginning.
I have liked Bulbasaur from the very beginning. He was my first. Oh, wait. That's because he was the first one. Anyways, it's still Bulbasaur. I think I need to rewatch his episode to get back on the train because I saw some other pictures and he doesn't look like how I remembered him.
Back on the Bulbasaur train.
Mm-hmm. It might change, though. It has to be really cute.
Yeah.
I almost changed it for Slowbro.
Slowbro? Oh, yeah. No, you did change it.
Yeah, I did.
Then you wanted to change it back.
Yeah.
And I said, you can't do that ever again. It's against the Pokemon tournament rules. So,
that's the end of this podcast.
Something else I just realized is it's genderless.
It just lays eggs.
Apparently.
Fertilized eggs.
So my favorite Pokemon so far is still Butterfree, as much as I love Articuno.
It's not the top 10.
It might be in the top 10. My top 10 is kind of a mess right now. There's only 4 Pokemon I know for sure that are on my top 10. The rest of them are kind of fighting to get there. I can't make up my mind, so it might be on my top 10. But
it's
I don't like it.
It's not better than
Butterfree. Yeah, because Butterfree just can't replace Butterfree. We just can't. So, I forgot to say that, what episode is this? There's only like, I think, 5 episodes left?
5 Pokemon left? Until the end of Gen 1?
I think there's maybe actually 4. Anyways, we're getting down to the end there.
Of Gen 1.
Yeah, of Gen 1. So, stay tuned. The next episode Kaylin will be in is Mew. And Mewtwo.
Yep.
So, anyways, thank you so much for listening. And see you next time.
Bye.